This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. In Moscow this morning, a judge convicted and sentenced the three members of a rock band called Pussy Riot to 2 years in prison. In March, they staged an unauthorized performance in Moscow's main cathedral, calling for the Virgin Mary to protect the country against President Vladimir Putin. Their official crime is hooliganism by religious hatred. But to many inside and outside Russia, the case has come to represent considerably more than that. And it comes at a tricky time for Russia on the international stage. Reporter Peter Van Dyke has been watching the verdict for us in Moscow. Hi, Peter.
Hello there, Jeff.
Amid all this, Russia is set to formally join the World Trade Organization next week. One thing that they're supposed to do as a condition of membership is to reform their court system. How does this case look in that regard?
Well, it certainly highlights the need to reform the court system, which is constantly under question here. And the hope is that the accession to the WTO will provide fresh impetus for those reforms to take place, because investors and people who do business here do worry that the commitment of the government to make many, many reforms, including of the court system, is not complete and needs a bit of a push from external factors.
This case is getting such enormous attention internationally. Even though these are rock musicians, is there some effect potentially on the business climate in Russia?
So people who are already invested in Russia won't be that affected by the trial, because they know that this is what goes on in Russia on occasion. But people who aren't here yet and maybe are thinking about coming here, maybe see the WTO membership and think, yes, there's progress happening, then they see this and it makes them take a step back again. So those are the people that often these sorts of things affect.
We may be witnessing one of the more colorful examples of the inefficiencies in Russia's legal system this morning. This court opinion takes hours to read. Is that typical?
It is quite typical. The judge typically starts with a suggestion of the verdict and then goes through much of the testimony that was heard over the court case. In this case, say 3 hours reading testimony that took about a week to hear. In the famous case of the former UKOS head Mikhail Khodorkovsky, the verdict took something like 3 or 4 days. And
wow.
That was back in December 2010. And he is still in jail, and again, a factor in why people worry about doing business in Russia.
Reporter Peter Van Dyke in Moscow. Thanks.
Thank you.